This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
With that, Joe Farr, we're heading over to you. How you doing, friend?
I'm great. A lot going on, as Les pointed out.
Yeah.
No, not so much today from an economic perspective. There's no data coming out today. And prices are, MBS prices are up just a little bit. Stock prices are about flat on the day. So not a lot going on today. But, you know, looking at last week, MBS prices improved about 40 basis points during the week, and that reversed much of the loss from the week before. And so looking at the causes of movements, some of it was a reduction in optimism regarding a trade deal with China during the week. We got mixed signals from the Fed members about the need for the size of a rate cut. That caused some volatility. You know, I reported on the CME group last week. This week they saw very little change in the expectation or the chance for a 50 basis point rate cut. It began the week at 25% and ended the week at 25%. And that's 50 basis points. There's a 100% chance that there'll be at least a 25 basis point rate cut. The data last week was generally pretty good. You know, as Les said, it's good economic data, and it's hard to understand why they'd be talking about a 50 basis point rate cut. But, you know, looking at retail sales, it grew more than expected, both on the headline number and without the volatile automobile segment. The housing starts number on the face of it looked pretty bad, but that was all due to multifamily changes. Yep. If you look just at single family starts and permits, both showed really nice improvements for May. And then we saw good numbers coming out of the consumer sentiment and home builder sentiment surveys. They both showed improvement from June. So really pretty good economic data. And then Dave, this week we have a lot to pay attention to. Not all of it's economic either. It's a quiet time for Fed members, so we won't be hearing new statements or opinions from them. But boy, it's not a quiet time for trade talk. There is an increased urgency for talks, and we're hearing more about increased tariffs. And so it really is at an important stage of the negotiations. We need to see something get going in the right direction there. And then the conflict with Iran.
Boy.
Just this morning, this morning Iran announced that they had rounded up 17 spies for the U.S. The president calls that false news, but you know, at any minute now, that could become a big issue. Then the European Central Bank meets on Thursday, and as Les mentioned, there's been some indications that they might announce a change in guidance to become more accommodative. And so if we see that would be a good thing generally for global bond yields. The U.S. economic data that's coming out includes some housing data both tomorrow and Wednesday. Existing home sales for June are expected to show a slope change from May, a little improvement. And then new home sales for June are expected to have risen pretty nicely from what was a weak May. Durable orders are expected to have risen some from May as well. Now, the big event for the week is going to be the first look at second quarter GDP. It's going to be released at Friday at 8:30. A growth in GDP of 1.9 is expected for the second quarter. That's down from 1.3 in the first quarter. But a lot of the first quarter improvement, 3.1% growth, had to do with increased inventories and exports. And so that inflated the first quarter and is taking growth away from the second quarter. So, you know, ultimately you'd average that out somewhat and it'd be your true growth. Consumer spending is expected to show nice gains in the second quarter. And significant to the Fed and what they choose to do, the core price index within the GDP numbers is expected to have risen from 3.1% in the first quarter to 3.7% in the second quarter. You know, that kind of jump in inflation could weigh pretty heavily on the Fed as they begin to ask themselves if they really should be reducing rates as much as they're talking about reducing them. So a lot going on this week, Dave.
A lot going on. Yep. When you look at this kind of stuff going on in Iran, that just, flight to quality pushes the rates lower. So it's going to be really interesting to see the consequences of this. But it also creates volatility as soon as something settles down or the next tweet. Lord knows, there's lots to be paying attention to. Joe, thanks so much for bringing us this update. Really do appreciate it. And we grateful to have you here with us.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Rezax, Warehouse Lending Division, as well as the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist.